Back in 2009, it took Scott Brown only days to go from a would-be candidate for the late Ted Kennedy's U.S. Senate seat to actual candidate in a race he eventually won. Presently, it's taking a lot longer for Brown to decide if he'll run for the Senate again. This time, it would be in New Hampshire, against the incumbent Democrat there, Senator Gene Shaheen. There's news this morning that's again stoking speculation about a New Hampshire run. According to the Boston Globe, Brown is no longer under contract as a political commentator for Fox News. And Brown has also been added to a list of sponsors and big-name speakers at a GOP event in New Hampshire, the Northeast Republican Leadership Conference in Nashua, next month.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
That's Scott Brown about 2 weeks ago, addressing a group of college Republicans, not in New Hampshire, but in New York. He was speaking at Cornell University, where you could almost hear the grind of decision-making inside his head.
So on the one hand, I'm saying, yeah, you need people like me down there. You need hardworking, independent, you know, good people who want to put our country's interests first.
And then Brown argued the other side.
Really? So I'm going to go down to Washington again. I've already been a senator for the rest of my life. I'll be a senator. So I'm going to go down to the dysfunction and the lack of respect and the inability to even talk to each other. Really?
Despite the apparent reluctance, Scott Brown has taken some steps. He sold his home in Wrentham and moved into his vacation house in Rye, New Hampshire. He has registered to vote in Rye, and WBUR producer Shannon Dooling noticed that Brown's famous pickup truck parked in his driveway even has a New Hampshire plate on it. But whether Brown actually runs or not is a mystery, even to the most seasoned of New Hampshire Republicans.
I have no clue. And I've been at this business a long time.
That is Concord, New Hampshire attorney Tom Rath, former New Hampshire Attorney General. Rath has advised a long list of Republicans, including Mitt Romney's presidential bid. But not even Rath can pinpoint Scott Brown's intention.
He certainly has the opportunity to run, but I don't see him having done anything yet that tells me a decision's been made. There's no organization in place. There's no ground game being put together that I can see. But he's done a good job of getting his name out there and creating the option.
About a mile down the road in Concord from Tom Rath's office, also waiting on Brown's decision, is the New Hampshire Democratic Party. But just in case they need it, the Democrats are already sowing the seeds of an anti-Scott Brown campaign.
You know, the folks here in New Hampshire really don't know him other than the TV commercials that played on Boston television for those two campaigns that he was in.
New Hampshire Democratic Party Chair Raymond Buckley.
Are Democrats concerned about a Scott Brown candidacy?
I don't think that we're any more concerned about Scott Brown than we are with anybody else. He barely moved here a couple of weeks ago.
In other words, is Scott Brown a carpetbagger, and is he vulnerable on the carpetbagger issue in New Hampshire, where thousands of expats from Massachusetts now live? We took the temperature of some New Hampshire residents on that question in the Seacoast area, where Scott Brown now lives. The response was mixed.
I like the guy, and I think I'd like to see him run. I think it would be a nice option for New Hampshire voters to have. I do.
I wouldn't want to vote for someone who didn't think they could win in their kind of hometown where they kind of started their political ground and they moved to a smaller state where he thought he had a better position with Republicans. So I think it's going to hurt him.
Well, it hasn't hurt Brown yet in the New Hampshire polls. The latest, Joe Brown, who, remember, is not a candidate, running only 10 points behind Senator Shaheen. Undoubtedly, say pundits, it's part of the reason the liberal-leaning League of Conservation Voters is on the offensive against Brown. It's run $200,000 worth of TV ads in New Hampshire, pounding Brown's Senate voting record, ads that picture a dirty oil barrel floating in water.
Brown took thousands from big oil just weeks before voting to keep giving them billions in special government handouts. Now Brown's shopping for a Senate seat in New Hampshire. Good for big oil. Not so good for us.
But the New Hampshire polls also show Senator Shaheen vulnerable. Her approval rating is sinking, down below 50%, largely because of her initial support of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. It's made Shaheen the target of a $500,000 TV ad buy from the conservative group Americans for Prosperity.
Tell Senator Shaheen, it's time to be honest. Obamacare doesn't work. Hampshire families deserve better.
That ad was designed not only to hurt Gene Shaheen, but also to motivate Scott Brown. So says analyst James Pindle, political director at Channel 9 TV in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, absolutely. Obamacare is very unpopular in New Hampshire. What's fascinating about that is that ad wasn't so much about the Affordable Care Act, and it wasn't so much about Gene Shaheen. It's so much about Scott Brown and trying to encourage him to get in this race.
The interest in Scott Brown comes as Republicans taste the possibility of winning control of the U.S. Senate if they win just a handful of Senate races this fall.
Polling is very clear on this question. If Scott Brown is in this race, New Hampshire will have a competitive race for Senate. If he is not, it will not. That's why so many Republicans are excited about the idea of him possibly joining the race, and they're willing to put up with this long flirtation just to hope he does it.
So, how long can Scott Brown flirt with New Hampshire voters? Pindle points out the filing deadline for the U.S. Senate race is until June, so he thinks Brown will decide in May. But even Tom Rath, the New Hampshire GOP activist, cautions Brown that the waiting game has a shelf life.
It's going to work until one of two things. Either A, he files, or B, somebody else who's taking a look at the race said, I don't care what he's going to do, I'm going to get in, and forces his hand. That will change things. And I believe one of those two things will happen.
As for Scott Brown, well, he had his political fans buzzing just this past weekend when he wrote on Facebook, Big night tonight. I'll keep you posted. Several people commented, hoping it was the announcement. Nope. Turns out he played guitar on stage with a rock band, Cheap Trick, but not in New Hampshire. Rather, he rocked the night away in Lynn. Our story was produced by WBUR's Shannon Doolin.